All right, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call the Senate Committee on Judiciary to order. I want to thank everyone for being here. What we're going to do today, just for everyone who's not only in the room but are listening, today is work session day. As you can see, we have a number of bills that are scheduled for work session. But as you can imagine, not all of the bills are ready to go today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask each of my councils to go through their assignments as to the bills that they know that are not ready to go today. So I'm going to put a disclaimer on that. As we sit here right now at 8:12, they're not ready. They could be ready at 9 a.m. if we get the paperwork. But I want to make sure everyone understands what we know we can or what we don't think we can work right now. So if you have other opportunities or obligations, you can leave and don't need to stay, unless you just really want to be here until the very end to see whether the paperwork comes in, so be it. Those that are not dealt with today will be carried over. Under the rules that we have for the Senate, they have to be carried over to the next day. Our next day is Monday, the 17th. I will tell you, all of the bills that are carried over today to Monday will be carried over to Tuesday, the 18th. We have public hearings that are going to take all of our time on Monday. I do not see any way that we'll be working these bills on Monday. Councils, am I wrong on any of that? Okay. So please fasten your seatbelts. We're getting ready to take off. And let's see, Whitney, do you want to start off? And these are the bills at this point we don't think we have, or we know we don't have the paperwork, and so we're not planning on working them unless it comes in over the next hour and a half.
Yes, thank you, Senator Brzozinski, members of the committee. On Senate Bill 360, that is one that we just recently received in an amendment. It deals with the creation of a community service exchange program. Since we just got in the amendment, I have sent off the request for the fiscal, but I doubt it will be in by the time we adjourn today. On Senate Bill 496 and Senate Bill 505, both of those bills deal with the recording of grand jury. We are still waiting on a final amendment, so we will not be able to move those today. And then on Senate Bill 510 and Senate Bill 512, both of which we heard just this Monday, that deal with different issues in child support bills, we just sent off amendment requests yesterday, and so they will not be ready to move today. We are ready, if the committee is inclined, to move on Senate Bill 215 and Senate Bill 356.
215. And what was this last one?
356.
Okay, Michael?
Chair Brzozinski, members of the committee, Senate Bill 977 relating to non-competition agreements, and Senate Bill 931 relating to alternate jurors are not ready to move today. We are waiting on a fiscal on Senate Bill 144 relating to archaeological objects, and so if that comes in, we would be able to move that.
So at this point, though, on 144, we don't have the paperwork.
We do not have the paperwork.
But we could get the paperwork as we sit here.
That's correct.
All right. Josh?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm going to read you a list of bill numbers, so pay attention, folks. 49, 57, 65, 95, 101, 132, 261, 292, 298, 315, 503, 525, 690,
690,
713, 767, 895, 935, 1006, 1025, 1050. We do not have either amendments or paperwork on those. I want to revisit three where it's possible we get a fiscal in the next hour and a half. Those possibles are 895, 935, and 1050. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
1050?
Correct.
All right. So I'll let those who would like to leave the room feel free to have coffee or do whatever. All right. Now, with all that said, we're going to go ahead and get started. What we're going to do, again, trying to allow for councils that have multiple tasks to be doing, we're going to take up Whitney's and Michael's assignments. Who wants to go first?
I will go first. Thank you, Chair Przanski, members of the committee. Why don't we start in numerical order with Senate Bill 215?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 215.
You previously heard Senate Bill 215 on April 3rd. It creates the order database for rare diseases. We now have in the Dash 2 amendment, which would allow the Oregon Health Authority to use an electronic database that emergency departments use to exchange information for the creation or to put into this database for the rare diseases. We have, with the Dash 2 amendment, a fiscal light, and we'll need to add a subsequent to Ways and Means, and there is no revenue impact.
All right, so make sure I understand this. We do need to adopt the Dash 2s, and we also need to add a subsequent referral to Ways and Means?
Correct.
All right. Okay. Senator Thatcher?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 215.
Senator Thatcher moves the Dash 2 amendments into Senate Bill 215. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 215 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that we request a be able to move it over to the Ways and Means Committee.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 215 as amended by the Dash 2s to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and requests the President's office consider a referral of the bill to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Thatcher.
I wholeheartedly agree with the bill, the thrust of where they're going, what they're trying to do. I'm not sure if this is the best way to do it, but I think we should study this a little bit more, make sure that Oregon Health Authority is able to take on more database management and all that. I just don't feel ready to vote yes on this one. I wholeheartedly support what they're trying to do, though.
Okay.
I just don't know if this is the best way. So I will be a no.
All right. Other discussion?
I think this also burdens, in an ever-changing world and environment, just the volume of data and information will be extremely difficult to maintain. So I'll be a no vote.
All right. So I will put on the record my understanding as to what the amendments will do. It does, in fact, use a system that's already in place known as acronym EDI, and it's basically one that I think provides, in a sense, a database that does, in fact, have the ability for health providers and emergency room situations to be able, and they already, from my understanding, do access it just like they do the Pulse, to determine what, if any, directives they have from a patient that's coming through their facility. So with that, I understand that, you know, some of the concerns that have been raised. I think by going to Ways and Means, there will be more discussion as to whether or not it's something that the agencies can take on or not. So I appreciate the understanding that we need a little bit more work on it, but it's really, from my perspective at this point, not the policy side that needs to be worked, but the financial and impact on the agency. So with that, are there any other objections? We have two at this point. Not hearing any others, the motion passes. The bill will be on its way to Ways and Means, or to the President's office, with the request that it go on to Ways and Means. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 215. Whitney, which is next?
Senate Bill 356.
And we'll go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 356.
Thank you, Chair Przanski. Members of the committee, you previously heard Senate Bill 356 on March 15th, which deals with the crime of intimidation. Since that time, we've gotten in the Dash 1 and Dash 2 amendment. If you recall, in the original bill, it adds certain protected characteristics to the crime of intimidation and renames it a bias crime. It specifically adds in gender. In the Dash 1 amendment, there were some concerns raised about how this would affect domestic violence-type assault. So both the Dash 1 and Dash 2 have a carve-out saying that the offense does not apply to domestic violence acts. Both the Dash 1 and Dash 2 also The original bill, as it is drafted, placed if a person was committing the act of assault four, basically, alone into bias in the first degree, which would be the C felony, the dash one and or the dash two would remove that down to it being an A misdemeanor. So if a person is intentionally, knowingly, recklessly, or with criminal negligence in a weapon causing somebody physical injury because of these protected characteristics, acting alone under this offense, it would also be bias in the second degree, a misdemeanor. The difference between the dash one and the dash two is the dash two adds, if you're convicted of bias in the second degree, a mandatory minimum of 10 days in jail. And that's the only difference between the dash one and the dash two, is the 10 days in jail. And neither the dash one or the dash two have any revenue impact, and they both have a minimal fiscal impact.
All right. So, colleagues, we have the description, and I guess since we're in work session, I would entertain discussion on the differences between the dash ones and dash twos, and try to figure out where people would like to pursue. We did request the dash twos because in the discussions that we felt that it was imperative that a person that is acting in this type of conduct be held accountable and also understand the ramification by having a mandatory jail term of at least 10 days. Now, Whitney, correct me, because I don't remember if that was based on a second conviction or if that was possible for the first conviction.
That is possible for the first conviction. I think some of the discussion we were having around this was some people were feeling pretty strongly that these type of assaults should be the bias in the first degree with the felony level. But I think there was some concern going the other way whether maybe judges could better address this through probation and education and keeping it at the misdemeanor level without some of those collateral consequences, but perhaps adding the 10 days jail minimum so that there is a bit of teeth to it, I guess.
Right. And this would be applied to a single defendant situation as compared. I just want to make sure everyone understands. If you have multiple parties that are involved in the conduct, suspects, defendants, however you want to identify those perpetrators, those individuals, that takes it to a felony. And so we're really kind of trying to do what would be somewhat of a carve out for those who are acting on their own, and at the same time making certain that a policy or a perspective from the state that this is a serious offense, serious enough that there should be jail time on the first or subsequent conviction. So Senator Manning first and Senator Lithicum second.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that this piece of legislation is really important. I don't think that it gives enough teeth to it, but I'm okay with how we proceed on this. I recall, again, in Springfield, where there was a young high school African-American kid that was walking, sitting on a bus stop trying to get home, and a vehicle drove by with a flag on it and shouted all kind of obscenities to him, called him all kind of names, and then chased him. I would hate to think he was fortunate enough he was able to get away. Had he had been caught, I hate to think what would have happened, only because the color of his skin was the motivation for this. We have to take this very seriously because this is going on, and I understand that not everyone experienced this in their lives. So sometimes it may not seem possible that these things are happening, but they are, and they're real, and we need to pay attention to this. Thank you.
All right. Senator Lithicum?
I respectfully disagree with the good senator. I think the mandatory minimum is problematic. We've heard over and over and over again testimony about collateral damage and ruining people's lives. And this is a first offense item, and we're putting more than teeth in this. We're putting a noose in this, and I disagree with the perspective.
All right. Any other discussion? The chair is really, it's comfortable, maybe it's because of my profession, with the dash twos in the sense that I feel that this is a situation that is very measured we have in a other situations, such as if you assault a police officer, a mandatory minimum sentence for the first time it occurs. And so we'll see where we go. So we'll take a motion on this as to whether we want the dash ones or dash twos. We'll figure out. I guess I'm going to say, let's do it this way. I would like to propose that we move the dash twos. We'll see how the vote goes, and if it doesn't, then we'll see what happens with the dash ones.
Mr. Chair, did you say that the concerns about the domestic violence were addressed in the dash twos as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they have. So,
Mr. Chair, sure. I can move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 356.
Senator Thatcher moves the dash two amendments into Senate Bill 356. Continued discussion.
I've made my case clear. I disagree with this this mandatory minimum term.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I understand the motivations to get this and that there are issues out there in the community with people of color, people who look different or seem different than other people. I just believe that a crime is a crime is a crime. I really don't like bifurcating between an assault on a person not in a protected class and an assault on a person who is in a protected class. It's an assault and should be treated as such. That's just my opinion, always has been. But there I am.
Okay. All right. Other discussion?
Just one follow-up. And I do agree with my colleagues that an assault is an assault. But an assault is motivated by the color of a person's skin. It's something different. And, you know, again, it is real. It is happening out there. And we need to recognize that. And if this will be a measure, at what point do we hold people accountable and say that, oh, first time, no problem. We'll catch you on the second time around. I don't think that's the way. We've been doing that too long.
All right. I want to go ahead and call for the vote. And, Lisa, I think on this one we should do a voice vote.
Senator Devereaux?
Aye.
Senator Lindbecum?
No.
Senator Manning?
Aye.
Vice Chair Thatcher?
No.
Chair Przonski?
Chair votes aye. The bill motion passes. And we're going to assign Senator Frederick and Senator Manning as the carriers of this bill.
We have just done the amendments.
I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, so the motion carries. We'll take a motion on the bill as amended.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 356 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher now moves Senate Bill 356 as amended by the dash twos to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, I thought we were voting on the bill too.
We were elaborating there.
I was there. So I guess this is the one I want to be in the one. So.
Okay.
Well, yeah, essentially, now that the dash two is part of it, no, thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and do a voice vote on this one as well.
Senator Devereaux.
Aye.
Senator Lindbecum.
No.
Senator Manning.
Aye.
Vice Chair Thatcher.
No.
Chair Przonski.
Aye. Motion does carry. Again, Senator Frederick and Senator Manning will be the carriers on the bill. We'll close the work session on 356. And I believe at this point that takes care of Whitney's. So, Michael, which one do you have that's ready to go in order?
Chair Przonski, let's start with Senate Bill 497.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and open a work session on Senate Bill 497. And Michael, give us the overview, please.
Chair Przonski, members of the committee, we first heard Senate Bill 497 on February 16th. The original bill clarified what type of criminal records can be expunged from a person's record by defining arrest as an action that results in the creation of an official record. The Dash 2 Amendment is a joint agreement between OCDLA and ODAA. It removes the arrest definition but adds criminal citation and criminal charge as records that can be expunged. This addresses concerns that the original language was overbroad, while still making it clear that an individual can expunge a charge or citation even if he or she was never actually taken into custody.
All right. Chair will take a motion on the dash two amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 497.
Senator Thatcher moves the dash two amendments into Senate Bill 497. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 497 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 497 as amended by the dash twos to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussions? Any objections? So ordered. Chair will carry 497 to the floor. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 497. Michael?
Chair Prozonsky, the next bill is Senate Bill 762.
Open up a work session on Senate Bill 762. Michael?
Chair Prozonsky, members of the committee, Senate Bill 762 provides that no victim of a sexual assault crime may be arrested or prosecuted for purchasing or possessing alcohol as a result of evidence obtained during the investigation if the victim reports a crime to or seeks assistance from emergency medical services or law enforcement. There is a dash one amendment that extends immunity to those who seek assistance for someone else.
And do you have, can you tell the chair who the, if there's a primary sponsor of the bill?
Chair Prozonsky, I believe it's Senator Gelser.
I just want to make sure. All right. Senator Thatcher?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 762 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves the dash one.
Oh, sorry. Amendments. I missed that amendment. Let me withdraw that. And, Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 762.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves the dash one amendment into Senate Bill 762. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 762 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 762 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And Senator Gelser will be our carrier on 762. With that, Michael, which is next?
Chair Prozonsky, those are all my bills that are ready at the moment.
Right. So, thank you very much. So we're going to, I assume, go back to the front of the list, and I think I will be able to script now from here. All right, so with that, what we're going to do is open up our first public hearing for Josh's bills, which will be work session, on Senate Bill 59A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 59A was heard by the committee on April 10th following a due pass recommendation from your Senate Human Services Committee. The bill authorizes the long-term care ombudsman to appear in existing protective proceedings involving residents of long-term care facilities, residential facilities, and adult foster homes. The dash A3 amendment narrows the scope of the ombudsman authority, allowing the ombudsman to request a court order removing a fiduciary, modifying the powers or authority of a fiduciary, or terminating a protective proceeding. The amendment continues to protect specified information provided to the court by the ombudsman. With the dash A3 amendment, Senate Bill 59A has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
All right, thank you. So we have an A3 amendment for Senate Bill 59A.
Okay, Mr. Chair, move the dash A3 amendment to Senate Bill 59A.
Senator Thatcher moves the A3 amendment into Senate Bill 59A. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Thatcher?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 59A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 59A as amended by the A3s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
I have questions about the effectiveness of this. Is the long-term care ombudsman is stepping into a relationship between a fiduciary and the individual that's the beneficiary, and this is a self-appointed position. I'll use self-appointed, even though I know that's not technically true, but they insert into a relationship for the protection of the beneficiary, and I'm not sure they have a proper role or scope at that time in that place, and this legislation doesn't define that for us. So I'll be a negative vote.
All right. Any other discussion? Senator Denbrough.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Besides Senator Lithicum's objection, is there anyone else objecting to the motion? Motion passes, and I believe this is also Senator Gelser's. All right, Senator Dimbrough, will you be the carrier? We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 59A, and we will open up a work session on, looks like, Senate Bill 483.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the committee heard Senate Bill 483 on March 30th. The bill creates the crime of unlawful use of a global positioning system device. The crime is a Class A misdemeanor unless the person has a previous stalking-related conviction or is subject to a restraining order, in which case the crime is a Class C felony. The Dash 3 amendment provides that the crime does not apply to motor vehicles operated by a motor carrier or to a police officer acting pursuant to a warrant or court order. With the Dash 3 amendments, Senate Bill 483 has no revenue impact and a fiscal impact and requires a subsequent referral to your Ways and Means Committee by prior reference.
What's the fiscal impact on that? Oh, is this because it's a new crime?
And it's a felony, and so I think there's a potential for.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm just curious as to why that was there. Now I understand. All right. So, and there's a dash
483.
Senator Thatcher?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash three amendments to Senate Bill 483.
Senator Thatcher moves the dash three amendments into Senate Bill 483. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Thatcher?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 483 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 483 as amended by the Dash 3s to the floor with a due pass recommendation and with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Discussion? Senator Thatcher? Excuse me, Senator Lithicum.
The only hesitancy here is do we have enough carve outs for industry? The police officer is an obvious one. Motor carrier is an obvious one. Those are handled in the Dash 3. The work group was an attempt at finding out which of these are appropriate, and I feel like there will be surfacing in the future more examples where this is legitimate.
Yeah, and I agree that could occur. I will say that it seems like we did hear from a number of people that were participating in our hearing process here in the Senate. Clearly, if this bill, since it has to go to Ways and Means, there will be a process there where there will be additional conversations that can take place before it would come to either chamber for a vote. So I'm hoping that we've covered everyone that thought that they needed to have some type of exemption. And I thought part of the amendment was broad enough that it covered a lot of different entities, but not calling out those entities specifically, such as a someone that's in a leaseor type of arrangement, if I remember correctly.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the text of the bill applies to owners of a vehicle, and my understanding of your statement is that a lessee would qualify as an owner of the vehicle for purposes of the crime.
Right. Okay. All right. So we have what's on record now as to some reservation. Any objections as to the motion that's before us? Not seeing any. Motion carries.
With those reservations,
yes.
we'll see it.
Yeah. No, I think it's this way. It's on the record, and then when it goes to Ways and Means and they start looking at it, hopefully they'll actually review. And clearly, all members, if you have, say, situations that you want to raise to Ways and Means, my suggestion would be through that process, there will be a subcommittee that it will be assigned to, and that would be a place to raise those reservations. All right, with that, the bill's on its way to Ways and Means, if I've got that right. So we will close 483. We'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 494. That is, I was going to say that one's supposed to be carried over because I know they're working on that upstairs. All right, so 494 is being carried over. And And then we are going to go down to Senate Bill 502.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 502 was heard by the committee on March 1st. The bill requires the court to hold a hearing on petitions for a fiduciary filed by public guardians and requires the appointment of counsel in these cases. The introduced version of Senate Bill 502 has no revenue impact in a fiscal light and requires a subsequent referral to your Ways and Means Committee by prior reference.
All right. Senator Thatcher.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch if there was an amendment.
No.
Whoa, okay, no amendment. Okay, I'm Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 502 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 502 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, but also moves that it be referred to the Ways and Means based on a subsequent referral. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. 502 is on its way to Ways and Means. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 502. Open up a work session on 507.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the committee heard Senate Bill 507 on February 16. The bill contains a technical correction clarifying that Class C felonies are, in fact, punishable as a misdemeanor pursuant to ORS 161705. The introduced version of Senate Bill 507 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
And again, no amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 507 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 507 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And I'll share the wealth if anyone would like to carry 507.
I'll go.
Senator Manning will be the carrier of Senate Bill 507. We'll close the work session on 507. Open up a work session on Senate Bill 508.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard Senate Bill 508 on April 13. The bill conditionally exempts from public disclosures images related to the death of a person that are part of a law enforcement investigation. There is a dash one amendment that clarifies that the relevant images must be of a dead body or parts of a dead body. With those dash one amendments, Senate Bill 508 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Senator Thatcher.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 508.
Senator Thatcher moves the dash one amendments into Senate Bill 508. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 508 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 508 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Chair will carry 508 to the floor. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 508. And we will move to Senate Bill 795 for a work session.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard Senate Bill 795 on March 22nd. The bill requires providers of sexual assault medical assessments or law enforcement to notify a victim advocate and make reasonable efforts to ensure that the victim advocate is present and available at the medical facility. There is a dash 3 amendment to Senate Bill 795 that requires the advocate to clearly inform the victim that the victim may decline the advocate's services and prohibits the advocate from impeding the provision of medical services or the collection of evidence. With the dash 3 amendment, Senate Bill 795 has no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
All right. Senator Thatcher.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 795.
Senator Thatcher moves the dash 3 amendments into Senate Bill 795. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. We'll have Senator Monis Anderson be the carrier on Senate Bill 795.
I think those were just the amendments.
Those are just the amendments. All right, Senator Thatcher, would you like to carry this one or not?
No. Mr. Chair, fine. I think we need to make an motion on the bill. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Mr. Chair. Yes, this is good.
Yeah, the motion carries. The dash threes are now part of Senate Bill 795.
Okay, ready, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 795 as amended with the dash 3 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 795 as amended by the dash 3s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And
Monis Anderson was a chief sponsor along with Gelser, Canope, Manning, right. Thatcher.
So we're going to go ahead and let Senator Monis Anderson be the carrier on this one and kind of split up between some of the others. So with that, and then we'll also just say, as a backup, if she would prefer someone else to carry it, we'll put Senator Gelser as a second carrier if necessary. And with that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 795, and we will open up a work session on 896.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 896 was heard by the committee on April 6th. This is the Oregon Law Commission's update to the statutes pertaining to criminal appeals. The introduced version of Senate Bill 896 has no revenue impact and an indeterminate fiscal impact.
No amendments, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's always good.
All right. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 896 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 896 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Thatcher?
Sure.
I think that's it. So that would be, Senator Thatcher will be our carrier. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 896, and we'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 960.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard Senate Bill 960 on March 22nd. The bill requires law enforcement agencies to reclassify sexual assault medical kits as non-anonymous if a victim who previously chose not to participate in a prosecution subsequently chooses to do so. There is a -1 amendment that includes a requirement that the law enforcement agencies submit the kit to the state police within 14 days of the reclassification. With the -1 amendment, Senate Bill 960 has no revenue impact and an indeterminate fiscal impact.
All right, so we do have a -1.
Mr. Chair, I move the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 960.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves the -1s into Senate Bill 960. Discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Senator Thatcher?
Sure.
No, we're
not. Oh, Mr. Chair. Ones. Yeah, well, sure. What?
We'll take another motion.
Senate Bill, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 960 as amended with the -1 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 960 as amended by the -1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And did you want to carry?
Sure.
Senator okay. Thatcher.
There's that sure.
Yeah. Senator Thatcher will be the carrier on Senate Bill 960. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 960. All right. So we're going to stand at ease, go and recess just for a moment as we go through our paperwork. All right, we're back on the record. We wanted to compare notes as to what we've accomplished so far this morning. And so, first of all, what I'm going to do is we will be taking a recess. We're going to recess until 9:30. We have 40 minutes, and the next 40 minutes we could, in fact, get more paperwork. The goal for this chair and for the committee is to try to alleviate our work that we're going to have on Tuesday of next week, because that's going to be our catch-all day. And so we'd like to move as many bills as we can out off of our current docket. With that said, what I'm going to do is go through what we have right now, and we're going to do a cross-check so we're making certain when we come back. Because if we don't have paperwork, the chair will come back. I will close the committee, and we won't meet any additional. But what we'll do is if we do have paperwork, we'll get word to each of the offices or the members. And we'll try to get set here at 9:30. If we can run by 9:35, we should be able to finish whatever additional bills we have ready. So what I have right now are the bills that are being carried over, and these are being carried over to Monday, April 17th, because that's the method that we have to use, because they're not going to be heard until Tuesday. So I'll put that on the record for everyone. The chair does not expect any of the bills that we're carrying over today to be actually taken any action on it until Tuesday the 18th. But based on Senate rules, they will be carried over to the next subsequent day, which is the 17th. So for work session only, Senate Bill 49, 57, 65, 95A, 101A, 132, 144, 261. All right, and we're going to skip 292 right now because we think we may be able to work that one. 298. So 292 is being carried over. 298 still on hold. 315 is being carried over. Senate Bill 360. Senate Bill 494. Senate Bill 496. Senate Bill 503. Senate Bill 505. Senate Bill 510. Senate Bill 512. Senate Bill 525. Senate Bill 690. Senate Bill 713. Senate Bill 767. Senate Bill 895. And we may be able to work that one, so we're going to see how that one comes in. Senate Bill 931. Senate Bill 935 is a possible work one, too. So we'll leave those two open. Carrying over Senate Bill 977, Senate Bill 1006, Senate Bill 1025, and we may be able to work 1050. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take another recess here right now, just stand at ease, and we're going to go through this list one more time. All right, we're back in session, back from recess. We've looked at the list that we have. What we're going to do is we actually have one that's already have come in that we can work right now. That's going to be Senate Bill 298. I will put on the record the other ones that we think that we're going to might have a chance of hearing today include Senate Bill 895, Senate Bill 935, and Senate Bill 1050. Now, with that said, all the other ones that we are planning on carrying over, since we will be recessing, we may bring back if some miracle occurs and we get more paperwork than what we are anticipating. So even though we have put on the record these are being carried over, I want everyone to understand we have not closed for the day, and they are still in play. And so there's a possibility, besides the other three that we've noted, will be carried forward. Will be able to be worked today. So just to burn a little bit more time, this is going to be the list of those that I believe we have actually moved out and off the agenda, and they're on their way to wherever they're going. And that includes Senate Bill 59A, Senate Bill 215, Senate Bill 356, Senate Bill 483, Senate Bill 497, Senate Bill 502, Senate Bill 507, Senate Bill 508, Senate Bill 762, Senate Bill 795, Senate Bill 896, and lastly, at this point, Senate Bill 960. So we're going to go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 298. And Josh?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 298 was heard by the committee on April 13th. The bill eliminates a sunset on the Boley Commissioner's discretion to pursue certain housing-related discrimination matters in court. There is a -1 amendment before you today that retains the sunset and extends it for 4 years. There is no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact with the -1 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 298.
Can we have some discussion?
We will. We're going to do the motion. Right.
Okay, I move the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 298.
All right, Senator Thatcher moves the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 298. Discussion. Senator Lithicum.
Just to be clear with regard to the effect of the -1, it essentially, without a gut and stuff, it essentially negates the termination of the sunset and the reinstalling of the sunset just for 4 more years.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Lithicum, that's exactly right.
Okay. All right. So basically, we're just giving another four-year cycle. We'll have another opportunity to take an affirmative action between now and then if the if the legislature chooses to do so. Senator Denbrough.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I dealt with this issue when I was chairing the Workforce Committee, and we put a two-year sunset on it at the time. I think retaining the sunset makes sense. 4 years will give us a chance to really see what the lay of the land is. So I really support this amendment.
All right, and that again is the Dash 1 amendment. And so that's what we have before us. Any more discussion on the Dash 1 amendment? Not seeing or hearing any, motion carries, and ready for a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 298 as amended with the Dash 1 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 298 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections?
I just have reservations, so I'd like that to be noted.
All right, reservations, but no objection?
No objection.
All right, so motion passes, and Senator Denbrough, will you be the carrier? And we will close the work session on Senate Bill 298. And what we're going to do at this point, we're going to go ahead and take a recess. And colleagues, what I've decided, just because of formalities, I want to make sure we've got all the T's crossed, all the I's dotted. I am going to ask for the committee to reconvene 9:30-ish. So if we have other paperwork, we can take care of that. And if we need to do anything else, since we're going to, I'll work with staff to make sure we've got all of the procedures taken care of, we may need to take some type of action if I've missed something here. With that, we're in recess until 9:30. All right, thank you, everyone. We're coming back out of recess, so we're calling to order the Senate Committee on Judiciary. We're going through our agenda. We have three bills, it looks like, three bills at this point that we can go ahead and move, that the paperwork has come in. And so, Josh, let's go ahead and start, and I guess the first one will be 95A.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 95A creates a mandatory reporting scheme for securities professionals involving the financial exploitation of elderly persons and persons with disabilities. There are two amendments today before you. There's an A2 amendment that modifies the definition of financial exploitation to exclude certain transfers made for purposes of benefit eligibility, including for Medicaid. There's also a Dash A3 amendment that replaces the obligation to report immediately with an obligation to report as soon as is practicable. Both the A2 and the A3 amendments have a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
All right. Let's go back over those one more time. The A2 does what?
It modifies the definition of financial exploitation to exclude transactions made for the purpose of qualifying an individual for state or federal benefits.
Okay. And then the A3
replaces the obligation to report. The current language in the bill is immediately, and the A3 requires that it be done as soon as is practicable.
Okay. So the chair will take a motion on the A2.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash A2 amendments to Senate Bill 95.
Senator Thatcher moves the A2 amendments in Senate Bill 95A. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
I think you, did you object?
No, to the amendment. Oh, okay. The amendments are fine.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, just with discussion, the Dash 3 is a good amendment. The Dash 2, I'm not sure also that there's enough carve-outs. All of a sudden, we recognize, if for the benefit of the beneficiary, federal and state filings of this kind or another kind are now exempted, the possibility of having other issues that get trapped in this, I think, are formidable, just because it's such a complex issue. So I like where that's going. I don't know that it's sufficient.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, I guess, as we put something in process. Hopefully we got it and covered everything. If not, then we'll be revisiting it
again. So that creates reservations, but...
Right. Okay. All right, so the A2s are in, and we'll take a motion on the A3s.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash A3 amendments to Senate Bill 95.
All right, Senator Thatcher now moves the A3 amendments into the SB 95A, along with the A2s that have already been amended into the bill. Any discussion on accepting the A3s into the bill? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 95 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. No ways and means. There you go. It doesn't go to ways and means.
It does not. This one looks like it goes
with as amended. Yeah.
As amended with the dash A2 and dash A3 amendments.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 95A as amended by the A2s as well as the A3s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Senator Thatcher first.
Thank you. I think the amendments improve the bill. I definitely think that financial abuse of elders is out there, and I also believe that there are national standards and trainings out there that should be, I guess, given some credence and not necessarily having to do this the way we're doing it. I'm not sure this is the best way to do it. Anyway, I'm just going to be a no for now. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
As I mentioned, I think the dash 2 and dash 3 improve the bill. I'm not sure they encapsulate enough the conversation about continuing education and training is also valid. So I'll object also.
Okay. Senator Denborough.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. You know, we heard this in the Human Services Committee as well, and there, you know, I think we heard more about the the abuses that are going on and the potential abuses that can occur, you know, as this. We have more people who are, getting older, frankly, and who find themselves in positions of potential exploitation. And so I think this is really important that we take this step at this time. To Senator Linthicum's issue, so it's one of the frustrating things about our process is that we're a bicameral process, right? That we think we settle things over here, but then it has
we
to
don't?
Go over there.
Oh, now you tell me.
But there's also a blessing.
Not Nebraska.
There is a blessing to that, and that is if there are additional issues arise, they can be fixed over there. So I'm in support of the bill.
All right. On the motion to move the bill as amended to the floor, the due pass recommendation, who has objections? Senator Thatcher has an objection to it, and Senator Linthicum has an objection. Motion carries, and the chair will carry 95A to the floor. We'll close the work session on 95A, and we'll open up a work session on 895.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the committee heard Senate Bill 895 on April 4th. The bill modifies eligibility for the Family Sentencing Alternative Pilot Program. The introduced version of Senate Bill 895 has no revenue impact. A fiscal statement was issued. It's been posted on OLIS. As I read it, it has negative numbers.
All right. So what we're going to do, this is one of those situations where the fiscal kind of throws us a curveball in the sense of it's actually saying it's saving money.
What?
Yes. And so at this point, I'm going to ask for a motion to move the bill to the floor. We'll note that the President's office may, for some reason, want it to take a trip to Ways and Means, but based on our criteria of it being a cost savings, it doesn't appear to need to.
I will make the motion. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill
895
to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Thatcher moves Senate Bill 895 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And it's on its way to the floor. And let's see. I'll pick the carrier. And
Mr. Chair, I'll carry.
Mr. Senator Manning will be the carrier on 895. and we'll close the work session on 895. We'll open up a work session on 935.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, heard Senate Bill 935 on March 4th. The bill permanently increases the maximum length of transitional leave that may be granted to eligible inmates. The introduced version of Senate Bill 935 has no revenue impact. It does, in fact, have a fiscal impact, and so the committee needs to add a subsequent referral to your Ways and Means Committee.
All right. Senator Dimbrough, will you make motions, please?
Sure. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 935 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference?
No.
By that we seek permission for it to be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
All right. Senator Dimbrough moves Senate Bill 935 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and we also ask that that the President's office consider a referral to Ways and Means based on the fiscal that we've received. Any discussion? Any objections? So order. And if for some reason it doesn't go to Ways and Means, it's going to go to Ways and Means. It's kind of a big thing. So I'm not going to sign a carrier. If we need to do that, we'll do it later. I'm expecting that one to go to Ways and Means. All right. And then let's go to open up a work session on Senate Bill 144. Michael?
Chair Prozonsky, members of the committee, you first heard Senate Bill 144 on April 4th. It removes the current exemption allowing individuals to keep archaeological objects they unintentionally discover on public lands. There is now a -3 amendment, which has been jointly agreed to by Senator Farioli, most of the tribes, and the district attorneys. It requires a district attorney to provide written notice to the attorney general within 30 days if the district attorney declines to prosecute for crimes committed under ORS 358.920 and 390.235 for a reason other than insufficient admissible evidence. It also gives the attorney general authority to prosecute.
Right, and the number on that amendment?
The -3.
All right, so we'll take a motion on the -3, Senator Dimbrough.
Mr. Chair, I move the -3 amendments to Senate Bill 144.
Senator Dimbrough moves the -3 amendments into Senate Bill 144. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Dimbrough?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 144 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Dimbrough moves Senate Bill 144 as amended by the -3 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Senator Lithicum. Just with regard to the -3, I'm assuming that is an attempt to resolve the AG not having jurisdiction until it, unless invited by the DA. And this -3 solves is intent is to solve that problem.
Senator Prozonsky, or Chair Prozonsky, Senator Lintikam, I believe that is correct. Yes,
that's my understanding as well. All right, now I don't see anyone in the audience saying, "Oh no, that's not it." So I'm assuming we're on the right path. And so, is there any objection to the motion to move to the floor, Senate Bill 144, as amended by the -3s? With a due pass recommendation.
Again, I have hesitations about how what this net looks like in the real world. I'm okay, but I have reservations.
Okay. So motion passes, and we'll close the work session on 144. We'll assign Senator Farioli to be the carrier of 144. All right. I believe that takes care of the bills that we can move today. What I'm going to do is make a change in a statement. I had been informed that there had been some change in the rules that would require us to post day to day. My understanding, we've been corrected. We still have the old rules that we can actually post for another day. It doesn't have to be the next subsequent day. So accordingly, the following bills that I said were going to be carried over to Monday, the 17th, will be carried over to Tuesday, April 18th. And that includes the following: SB 49, SB 57, SB 65, SB101A, SB132, SB261, SB292, SB315, SB360, SB494, SB496, SB503, SB505, SB510, SB512, SB525, SB690, SB713, SB767, SB931, SB977, SB1006, SB1025, and SB1050.
1025.
All right. So SB1025 and SB1050. All right. With that said, if for some reason I've missed one that is still lingering somewhere on this agenda, it's also carried over until Tuesday. We're covering all of our bases.
Yeah, can you get my committee bill?
So with that, thank you very much. We're adjourned until Monday. And colleagues, because of the day Monday, I'm asking that if everyone can please be in room 50 where we will be meeting no later than 8 o'clock. I'd like to try to start as quick to 8 o'clock. So if you can be there 5 minutes before where we can get situated, that would be great. With that, we're adjourned. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, holiday, and safe travels. Cool weekend, holiday, and safe travels.